Good morning and welcome to the Weldon Green podcast. Today I'm going to bring you a new episode of the Ask Weldon Show. You can check the show out live every day, 6:30 p.m. at twitch.tv/mindgamesweldon. And remember that everything in the Mind Games brand is supported by the Mac program, mindgames.gg/MAC. And you guys should use the code podcast as you're listening to the audio version of the show rather than the code that I share during the video. All right, let's hop into it. Good morning. Good evening, good day, and welcome to the Ask Weldon Show, episode 242, Networking in Esports Without Living in LA, plus Impulse and Anger Management. As you know, I take questions for this show. This is the Ask Weldon Show. My name is Weldon, and this is the show where you ask me questions, and as you can tell from today's title, we have questions about content marketing, building brand, starting business in esport, getting jobs, as well as, of course, my field of expertise, which is sport and exercise psychology, or in this case, esport psychology. I'm currently in the TSM house, as you can see by the excellent posters that Max makes behind me for the TSM Legend Series, and I am here coaching for a couple weeks while we're trying to finish out the split strong. And the trip kind of got extended. So now I am basically trying to do my daily show, but while I'm here in the house, instead of having it delayed till I get back to Finland with my computer. And to do that, I stole the manager's laptop. So thank you. No other big announcements. You can contact the show by calling in at anchor.fm/weldongreen. Once again, the URL for that is anchor.fm/weldongreen. Just go there, raise your phone up to your head, call in your question, and I will get to it, almost 100% guaranteed. There's only been two questions I've ever cut that I didn't like, and they were both kind of troll questions. The rest of them were all fantastic. So we will get to your question at some point. I'm about 6 days behind on questions right now, so expect when you call in that you'll be on next week's show, since this is a daily show. Also, I'm doing a little bit of a fast. If you want to know anything else about that, it's all going to be documented inside my Patreon, so just go to www.patreon.com/mindgamesweldon. I just put up the first post that has a little bit of like how the day went, my morning measures, my evening measures, what I'm eating, and I'm going to talk about why I'm doing it kind of as it goes along. So check that out. That's in Patreon, using the Patreon lens too. It was just kind of like a Snapchat story dealy bopper that you can get if you're a patron of somebody on Patreon. And that's it for announcements. Let's jump into the show. Yeah, so because I don't really know how noise gates function very well, you're going to be able to hear the team in the background. Sorry about that. I'll try to figure it out and fix it for tomorrow's show, but for the meanwhile, I don't want to miss any of the audio coming out of my mouth by accidentally cutting it out, even though I'm able to eliminate their audio more or less completely if I do it right. So we'll figure that out for tomorrow's show. For today, the first question here is from Luis, and it's about networking in esport. All right, let's listen to his question.
Hey, Walden, how do I network with people in the esport scene who are across the country in California? I live in Florida and had the opportunity to meet people from the scene at the Hotline League Miami event, spring 2018. I prepared myself for business cards, met a few CEOs, and from that almost landed an internship at an ELCS team. Although it is still not enough to be getting these internships that are never publicly available, as well as jobs which are all based off who you know. How can I combat this disadvantage and try to land myself one of these positions slash internships on an ELCS team? And just, you know, general advice of networking with people across the country.
One of the best ways to do it is to just come out here. I know a guy who came out here after struggling in the East Coast to build his career for years and is finding almost instant success. I just met a startup this week that was having trouble down in San Francisco trying to get connections in the teams, came up here, attended LCS for a few weeks, and, you know, was getting invited by the CEOs and now has some trials, you know, with esport teams. So it's pretty dang hard to network not in person. But that doesn't mean it's impossible, and you should definitely be doing it while you're kind of also making plans for how you can be physically out here for like a big event or for a couple of LCS weekends or something like that. Whether or not that means you have somebody who's a friend in town and you find a job out here for 3 months and you sleep on somebody's couch and just go to the LCS every single weekend for a whole season, or whatever that means, for you, you should be thinking of that long term. But then in the short term, how to network online, there's really only two places, LinkedIn and Twitter. Twitter being one of the main ones, LinkedIn being a decent place for that, although it's kind of like also a little bit, I don't want to say scammy, but kind of like full of people who all will have an agenda. Everybody who goes there has an agenda. It's not just like a place for conversation yet, really. Obviously, there are people there who are there for conversation. But then I would say it just feels like everybody's there because there's an agenda also. So, yeah, anyway, Twitter is a good place for that. You need to find a way to do constant commentary specific to your specialty or expertise related to the teams that are going on, like the teams that you want to network with. Target specific people that you want to network to and get them to follow you, and start conversations with them. And the way that you do that is you don't just tweet out into the void. You search what they're talking about every single day, and you reply to it with interest and insight. And that's the great thing about Twitter. Is anybody can talk to anybody. So you just talk to them. Whatever they're talking about, figure it out. And hopefully, you can also search by keywords. You can search by your topic. And then you can, you know, search, you can make a list of, you know, all the CEOs and all of the managers and everybody who's on the staff. You can make Twitter lists, and then you can just like see what they're tweeting about every day, and you can see when they touch your topic, and you can dive in and reply and comment and provide resources and provide insight and provide commentary and provide entertainment or whatever it is that you do. So that's what I would recommend. Good luck. All right, let's jump into the second question. What? Oh, that was the end of the question. Sorry. Hello.
Hello, Weldon. Throughout my life, I've had issues keeping my impulses in check. While not majorly life deteriorating, it has gone to the way in numerous occasions. Such as in games, I tend to get impatient and go for the high reward, high risk options instead of being mindful and patient. In life, I procrastinate sometimes upwards to numerous hours at times before I finally truly get to work. I would rather prefer sweets and vegetables. Those kinds of instant gratifications, I always had trouble managing this in the long term. How can I discipline myself daily to stay mindful and plan and patient for the long term? Thank you, Weldon.
Okay. I just realized that there's a delay on my audio, so I'll try to fix that for the next show. Sorry about that, everybody. Hopefully my video and my audio is synced up, but it's still going to be overriding the question because the delay is on the desktop. Oh, actually, maybe I can do it right here. Yeah, there's the delay. Okay. Zero. Okay, I found it. All right, that solves that. Related to John's question now, how do you train daily to keep your impulses in check? The answer to this is really kind of like the answer to everything. What I mean by that is this is the constant struggle. You are either driven, your actions are either driven by kind of like your own volition in terms of you make a choice, right, when you do an action. So, of course, there are reflexes where somebody hits your knee and you kick out, or somebody, you touch something that's hot and you pull back, or somebody swings at you and you blink and duck. So, well, actually you blink. The ducking probably is not so much a reflex and more like a trained, like a choice. So anyway, because you're afraid. So you have these choices of behaviors that you make in the real world, right? And they're driven by something. They're either driven by some sort of decision making framework, okay? And that decision making framework is a compass. It's either pointing towards a specific value that you have that you're taking the action towards, or it's pointed toward a specific emotional state that you're trying to absolve or resolve, and it can be powered very swiftly by an emotional state, or very swiftly by some sort of like value or training. So, the way that you keep your impulses, or the way that you train yourself on a daily basis to like control your impulses, is very much the same system you're going to be using your entire life to kind of decide what decisions that you want to make logically or based on a destination or a preset set of values versus just kind of obeying your emotions all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, they were programmed for a specific reason to keep us alive and to improve our natural selection, but they don't always function that well in the modern era in terms of like guiding what it is that we should be doing. So yeah, I think that wherever you are in life, you have a certain level of difficulty with deciding to follow your values instead of your impulses. For example, if you're a heroin addict, it's very difficult to not take heroin and to do something else. And if you're not a heroin addict, it's very easy to not take heroin and to do something else, right? So difficulty level increase for heroin addicts who need to not take heroin. If you don't have children, it's a lot easier to go to the gym. If you do have children, it's a lot harder to go to the gym. Difficulty level increases. So your emotional capability is like, sorry, your emotions are kind of strong or stronger, but your ability to control the impulses and take the actions that you need to towards your values is harder to pull off, is more difficult in the face of that. So I think that when I teach people how to do this, it revolves around a specific framework, which is to identify your values, key into like motivational moments in the day to get to feel what it's like to kind of like obey those values, look at what it is you sacrifice in servitude of your emotions, understand the costs and consequences of like obeying them versus obeying what you really want to do, and just building up a kind of like argumentation that you have towards those actions. And then at the very root of it is just doing it, essentially. You just make a rule and you follow it. You want to control your impulses. They're not really impulses, okay? This is the scary thing when we get right down to it. When I'm working with people, I don't break this on them right away because, first of all, they don't understand it. And second of all, they don't believe it. And third of all, it's just too scary. But you don't have impulses. You just have choices, okay? You are actually just making choices, and you're obeying your emotional states to do that. So when you get mad at somebody and snap at them, you're choosing to snap at them. You're not choosing to get mad at them. You might be a little bit. Like, you can kind of tone that down a little bit in terms of, like, stopping the biofeedback loop that builds up from frustration to anger, right? But you're choosing the behavior. So the first step to kind of, like, pulling the plug on that is to get rid of the behavior. Just make a rule that you don't do it. Just stop the visual representation of what that is. Then internally, you can start working on the feedback loop that kind of builds up from these kind of base trigger states into more and more difficult emotions to manage, like from vulnerability and fear and frustration into an obfuscation of not knowing what to do up into anger at a specific person. You can kind of stop that from happening. So yeah, it's a little bit like building up more difficult emotions, a little bit like the stretch reflex where you reach out and you stretch and the muscle contracts against that stretch, and it doesn't even go to ask your brain for that. Like, the impulse goes to your spine, and your spine sends a message back to your muscle to contract when you're stretching. So part of what you're doing when you gain flexibility is you're actually reducing the power of that feedback loop so that it doesn't, when you stretch, it doesn't force your muscle to contract as much. And so you're kind of doing the same thing when you have muscle, when you're trying to work those emotions, where you have this base one that usually you absolve or cope with by just getting mad. So you need to break that feedback loop. Stop getting mad to cope with that emotion. All right, that's the answer to your question, John. And let's jump into question number 3. Last question. So, before I do, make sure to check out the Mac program, mindgames.gg/mac, mindgames.gg/mac. It is my training program, which goes over exactly what I just talked about. And John mentioned, I think, that he's been trying it out. John or Fi, either the second or third question, I don't remember who it was actually now, but somebody mentioned that they were working on it, and I highly recommend it because it's awesome. You can use the code ASKWELDON to get a $5 discount right now, and if you get in now under the wire before the app comes out, you'll have access to that more or less permanently, even though we're going to go to the subscription model when the app comes out. Okay, second thing is, you should check out my Patreon, patreon.com/mindgamesweldon. I just posted my first post there for my 5-day fast that I'm doing. So if you're interested at all in kind of like behind the scenes stuff, in what I'm doing with this fast, in following along in Patreon Lens, in getting access to my private Discord channel, in supporting me with the same amount as you support on Twitch. So it's basically like a Twitch subscription or a YouTube subscription, pay $5 a month, and you get access to the private Discord and the emotes there. You can do that through Patreon as well. Get access to my like private Snapchat, which is basically just Patreon Lens. You need the Patreon app on your Android phone or your iOS phone. I'm doing this fast. You can read more about it there if you're interested in things like fasting or nutrition or fitness. That's pretty much what my Patreon is going to be about, because that's what I do on my social media behind the scenes. It's when I go to the gym, talk about what I eat, why I eat it, etc. All right, so on to the last question.
Hi, Weldon. In an earlier episode, I recall you talked about a motivation without emotion, where a viewer who no longer felt angry or used that anger as a driving force in their training struggled to stay motivated. I wanted to ask a question from the opposite perspective, where I find that emotions such as anger and frustration tend to take my focus away from my training, distracting me from concrete skills, awareness, and kind of, you know, staying mindful to the task. Now, I'm still making my way through your MAC program, and I'm sure a lot of this is addressed there, but I wanted to pose the question regardless. Let me know what you think. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Fi, for the question. So, I guess this is not that different in terms of the answer that I would give to the second question, but we can go maybe a little bit more into the emotional aspect of it. So, essentially, I want you to think about the controlling of emotions, first of all, as the regulation of emotions instead, and think of it in terms of not being able to control at all the initial arise of whatever emotional state you have. So you're going to have a base emotional reaction to stuff. And the real problem comes with the coping reaction to that. So your body or your brain then wants to solve that thing by taking action. And it activates like a kind of like a program in the brain that launches you into a set of physical, physiological, and like action-ready responses to tackle that task. So anger, you know, increasing your flow of adrenaline, making you ready for fighting and this kind of combat, you know, for running away. Fear kind of constricting your veins, making sure that if you get a wound that the blood, that you don't bleed as heavily. So there's these kind of triggered emotional pieces of software that you then use to cope with this initial reaction to a situation. And those are the things you want to de-link from, like being frustrated online, which clearly you don't need to run away through the jungle or prevent yourself from bleeding. So you need to make sure that you can have the initial encounter, be mindful during it, be aware of what's happening when it's happening, and then kind of like calmly deal with the outcome of that in your mind logically. And so therefore condition or weaken the response that you have that makes you hyper frustrated. And this is difficult when you're a teenager, probably most difficult when you're young, and it gets easier and easier as you age up until, you know, your mid to late 20s when you have a more mature brain. But it also keeps getting harder too, because life keeps getting more complex. You start with just one thing on the table, like yourself, you know, and then you add more consequences. So you have all of a sudden relationships, and then all of a sudden you have long-term relationships, then you have kids, you know, pets first, and then you have kids. So it kind of gets more and more difficult to pull off the same thing as you increase the difficulty. But my basic starter pack for how to do that is that you have to be able to get into that spot between when you have the initial triggering and when you start reacting to it. And you need to get in there with like a kind of either a logical or either a logical argument to like fight against it, be like, no, not this, blah, 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 because blah, blah, blah. Or you need to get in there with a detachment, like a cognitive diffusion, where you disassociate yourself with that reaction and you just kind of observe and you breathe and you carry on as and you focus back on the moment, the present moment, in a non-judgmental way, and you let that fade without reacting to it. And that's how you do it. So best of luck. And thank you, everybody else, for tuning in for the show today. I'm keeping it short and sweet because, I'm doing this fasting thing, so I have to get some more sleep. So I want to do the show very quickly. Scrims went late, so we're starting late today, and I wanted to finish it off fast. And hope that it was useful to you. And see you tomorrow night, same time, same station, with the Ask Weldon show. Make sure to tune in on Twitch, twitch.tv/mindgamesweldon, if you want to catch it live and chat. Good night. That's the show for you today. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Remember, you can check out the show live at twitch.tv/mindgamesweldon every day, 6:30 p.m. And you can join the pre- and post-show chat where I answer questions from the audience in depth. We can kind of dig into them deeper because you're there to respond. And make sure that if you check out the Mac program, mindgames.gg/MAC, that you guys use the code PODCAST. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.